Blackstone Audio presents Those Who Leave and Those Who Stay by Elena Ferrante, translated by Anne Goldstein. This book is read by Hilary Huber. Middle Time. 1. I saw Leela for the last time 5 years ago, in the winter of 2005. We were walking along the Stradone early in the morning, and, as had been true for years now, were unable to feel at ease. I was the only one talking, I remember. She was humming. She greeted people who didn't respond. The rare times she interrupted me, she uttered only exclamations, without any evident relation to what I was saying. Too many bad things, and some terrible, had happened over the years. And to regain our old intimacy, we would have had to speak our secret thoughts, but I didn't have the strength to find the words, and she, who perhaps had the strength, didn't have the desire, didn't see the use. Yet I loved her, and when I came to Naples, I always tried to see her, even though, I have to say, I was a little afraid of her. She had changed a great deal. Age had had the better of us both by then. But while I fought a tendency to gain weight, she was permanently skin and bones. She had short hair that she cut herself. It was completely white, not by choice, but from neglect. Her face was deeply lined and increasingly recalled her father's. She laughed nervously, almost a shriek.